In the next podcast, we're going to look at festivals in Christianity. Now, there are two main festivals in Christianity, which we'll come to in a moment. But there are a couple of other minor festivals which we should consider. The first is Lent. Now, Lent is roughly 6-7 weeks before Easter Sunday. And this is when a Christian is meant to give up one thing that they love on the day of Lent, which begins on Ash Wednesday. And that is meant to then last until Easter Sunday. This is a form of sacrifice and helps them understand the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. There are a couple of other minor Christian festivals, such as Whitsun, which is at the end of May. There is Pentecost. There is also Epiphany, Advent, and All Hallows Day, which is on the 31st of October. You may know this as Halloween, but its actual correct name is All Hallows Day. But the two main Christian festivals are Christmas and Easter. Now, Christmas celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. In Christianity, this is celebrated in the Western Church on the 25th of December. It is more likely than not that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December. However, at some point, the festival of Christmas was moved to the 25th of December. The celebration lasts for 12 days, ending in the Feast of Epiphany, which is usually around the 6th of January. Trees and homes are decorated with lights and nativity scenes. Light represents Jesus as the light coming into the world. It seems a time where families get together and celebrate. They give presents, go to midnight mass, and it's seen as a time of peace and goodwill. And Christians give to charity as God gave the gift of Jesus, his son, to us. A quote that might help Christians understand the idea of Jesus coming into the world comes from the Gospel of John, where he says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." In the opening prayer of the Catholic Midnight Mass, they say, "Father, you make the holy night radiant with the splendour of Jesus Christ, our light. We welcome him as Lord, the true light of the world. Bring us to eternal joy in the kingdom of heaven, where he lies and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever." So this is why Christians believe that Christmas is a very important festival. However, many would argue that Easter is the most important Christian festival because this commemorates Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. According to Christian scripture, Jesus was crucified on Good Friday. This is when he was placed on the cross and allowed to die. He was then taken to a burial place, a tomb, where he was left before embalming could take place as the Jewish Sabbath was about to begin. When they went back to the tomb on the Saturday, the tomb was empty. Christ first appears to others on Easter Sunday. This is why, for Christians, Easter Sunday is a very, very holy day. On Easter Sunday, churches are filled with flowers and special hymns are sung celebrating Jesus' resurrection. The priest announces, "Christ is risen." And the congregation answers, "He is risen indeed." In the Orthodox Christian Church, they say, "Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death and upon those in the tombs bestowing life." Easter is very important because it gives Christians a belief that there is life after death, that Jesus indeed beat death and sin to come back. And as we know, he remained on earth for 40 days before ascending to heaven. One quote that may help Christians also understand Easter is from the Bible, where Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life," which tells us about Jesus' resurrection and his return to life and the importance of that event.